I'd like to introduce you today to a brand new website for cotton. E-extension is a relatively new term, so I'd like to first begin by explaining just what E-extension is. E-extension is an educational partnership of more than 70 universities to help you improve life every day with access to objective, research-based information and educational opportunities. E-Extension is an interactive learning environment that strives to deliver the best, most researched knowledge from the smartest land-grant university minds across America. In doing so, E-Extension offers credible expertise, reliable answers based upon sound research, connections to the best minds in American universities, creative solutions to today's complex challenges, and customized answers to users' specific needs, trustworthy, field-tested data. Specifically, the cotton effort within E-Extension will be an interactive learning environment to deliver the best research-based information for cotton production available from the land-grant universities across the entire U.S. Cotton Belt. Cotton E-Extension will be a one-stop portal to access individual state pest management recommendations, variety trial information, and extension newsletters. The site strives to be a reference for information on all phases of cotton production. The Cotton E-Extension site will have interactive learning environments and modules, which will include the first 40 days and fruiting to finish best management practices. Importantly, E-Extension will deal with production issues on a belt-wide level. While this is a large collaborative effort across state lines, E-Extension will not replace state and local information, but rather augment that state and local information by placing the best possible information from around the Cotton Belt under one roof. We believe Cotton E-Extension holds tremendous possibilities as a tool for the U.S. cotton industry. Web-based technology continues to improve every day, so there are things that likely can be done with these web-based technologies and services that can be provided through E-Extension that we cannot really even conceive of at this time. At its heart, this is and will be an unprecedented collaborative effort from across the U.S. Cotton Belt. A colleague of mine who's been at it much longer than me recently remarked that he, in his entire career, he had not seen the level of collaborative effort across the Cotton Belt that he has seen in the last couple of years. And I think these efforts are just now beginning to bear fruit. An encouraging thing for the cotton industry is that this E-Extension effort has emphatically demonstrated the commitment of the land-grant universities in the South to the cotton industry. The beginnings of Cotton E-Extension have been made possible through the funding of the Southern Regional Extension Directors. Each state in the Cotton Belt has contributed a portion to the budget. In effect, the Extension Directors in every state that produces cotton imposed a tax upon themselves to make cotton a part of E-Extension. And it should be noted that cotton was the only group working within the E-Extension initiative to be funded in this way. And the fact that they stepped up to the plate under the budget constraints being experienced by basically every state says quite a bit. They felt strongly that cotton needed to be a part of this national initiative. I'd like to show you briefly a few of the features of the Cotton E-Extension site. As stated before, it's part of the national E-Extension initiative and can be reached through extension.org. At that page, you'll see that there are a number of areas of information, from horses to fire ants to wildlife pest management, damage, and more will be coming soon. The cotton link is on the top left of the page. When you come to the Cotton E-Extension site, this is what you'll see. There are stories of interest that will change frequently in the middle of the screen. The meat of the website can be found through the navigation tabs on the left-hand side. There are currently 16 different subject areas, ranging from cotton history to a compilation of state pest management guidelines. There are literally several hundred pages of content on the site, and more are being added on a regular basis. So just one area, we can focus on the cotton physiology page. By following that link, you can access a wealth of cotton physiology information. I chose this to demonstrate one of the values of Cotton E-Extension for placing valuable information on one cotton site. As we know, the Cotton Physiology Today newsletters published in the late 1980s and 90s have been a tremendous resource for this industry. Bill Robertson and the National Cotton Council is currently reviving that program that's been so successful over the years. Those newsletters are as relevant today as they were when they were published. However, they're out of print and in most cases out of circulation. On the Cotton E Extension site, each one's been archived and can be accessed, which demonstrates the power of having such valuable information under one roof. There is a tendency to reinvent the wheel when dealing with new technology, but we wanted to recognize that much of the information that folks are in need of is already out there. It just needs to be placed in an accessible manner and format under one roof, and we feel that eExtension can do this. Two other features of which I'd like to make you aware are the Frequently Asked Questions database and the login feature. There are currently 122 frequently asked questions pertaining to cotton production in a searchable database to help you find the information that you need very quickly. And this searchable database of questions grows every day. The login feature allows you to identify yourself as being from a certain cotton state, county, and parish. When you do so, information such as upcoming events, state newsletters, and local extension contact information will appear each time you return. In this manner, Cotton eExtension's information can be somewhat tailored to your specific geography. Cotton eExtension is just in its infancy. Most of the information that you will see on the site has been compiled and generated by the extension cotton specialists from across the belt and put together with a lot of help from the national eExtension staff. And we have the associate director, Dr. Carla Craycraft, here with us. And we also need to note the contributions of Bill Robertson with the council and Tommy Valka of USDA. However, you'll probably find some things that you think are lacking, and we welcome each and every one of your suggestions. We want to emphasize that this is not a cotton specialist site, this is a cotton site. The numbers of people and the expertise we have working on this is beginning to grow as it well should. The content will continue to expand, improve, and become more dynamic. We want you to check this site out, but the real goal is to give you a reason to return to eExtension and Cotton eExtension on a regular basis and use the information that's there. We want to place as much useful information as we can at your fingertips for the good of the U.S. cotton industry. We believe we have a website that provides the foundation for that kind of growth. There'll be an opportunity to speak with the people who have been working to put this site together and demonstrate the site tomorrow from 11:15 to 12 noon in the Washington B Room at the eExtension Demonstration Workshop. I look forward to seeing you there, and I thank you for your time.